Following Mosquito's example, he peeled the orange cubes off the mango skin with his teeth.
"What do you think?"
Mosquito asked.
"It's wonderful to have fruit again," Paracelsus replied. "Still, I prefer my apples."
When Diamond Eye and Tinsmithy returned from trading leather and silver for silk, spices, and fresh supplies for the ships, the lads left the enjoyment of the market and headed back to the docks with the rest of the crew.
"Boy, some spare change,"
a man called in Rosandrian. The giddy knight turned and saw a grubby beggar sitting on a tree stump.
"I suppose so,"
Paracelsus said. He handed the man a silver coin.
"Too kind. Blessed be, lad. Blessed be," the man said.
"Think nothing of it."
He turned to continue back to the ship. He saw that the crew had stopped and that Captain Diamond Eye was staring angrily at the beggar man.
"Fie on thee, errant knave. Stand and fight, and I shall strike thee down in a blink of an eye,"
Diamond Eye roared. The beggar looked shocked, but then shouted,
"But thou shalt be too late, for I will kill thee even before thou hast blinked."
The tramp leapt to his feet, and there was a deafening chorus of metal as all drew swords. The captain and the beggar charged towards each other, screaming like raving lunatics. Diamond Eye and the tramp's sword met with a great clang. But then they stopped cold. Both men began to laugh. They lowered their swords, partly because they were weak from laughter. The captain leaned an elbow on the beggar's shoulder.
"So long it has been, and you still remember the old games we once played,"
Diamond Eye said.
"I remember very many things. It has been much too long, dear brother,"
the beggar said.
There was a loud whistle behind them.
"I'm Toto and Ogo, that be you?"
asked an old, cracked voice. Petey flinched and lost a few inches of height in less than a second.
"Yes, Ma,"
he said.
"You still hang around with this bunch of no goods?"
she scolded.
"Where's that nice little boy I brought you up to be? Why you leave your poor mama all alone?"
"You're not alone, Ma. You got Kwanini and Nima Choka,"
Petey said with a whine in his voice.
"Y'all's my youngest and y'all's coming home to take care of your mama."
"I can't, Mama. I got important things to do."
The old lady poked his nose with the cane several times, prompting ooches and aches from the great hulk of a man.
"Now you're coming home,"
the little lady said.
"No, I ain't, Mama,"
Petey said, rubbing his bruised nose. His mama poked and whacked him with a stick, separating him from the crowd and forcing him back toward the village. As they boarded the ships, a huffing, puffing Petey trotted up.
"How'd you get away from your mother?"
Paracelsus asked.
"Pearls and gold,"
Petey replied, rubbing his bruised nose.